More than 50 cows trudge single file into this big new building. There's a bright white tile floor and lots of light. The animals are herded into individual metal stalls. The gates close over their heads, kind of like how the bar comes over your head when you get on a roller coaster. At the other end of the cow, workers insert its udders into suction cups, and the milking starts.
They're milked three times a day, then they go back through the freestall barn. So we are milking currently 1,000 cows.
That's Mark Vandeheining. He runs this dairy along with his family. They moved here from Belgium, and they started milking their cows last year. They just built another facility, and soon they'll have 1,500 cows. Vandeheining says back home in Belgium, they had a small dairy farm, but wanted to expand.
But in Belgium, there was a little bit, the land is expensive, and there was a quota system, so it's expensive to expand there, and there are already a lot of people, so that's why we moved over here.
It's a fairly common story. Farmers from Belgium and the Netherlands move here to build huge livestock operations, operations that would be too costly to run in Europe. Vandeheining says they produce more than 8,000 gallons of milk per day. But that's not all they produce. The cows also make more than 10,000 gallons of manure a day. And it's the manure that concerns people most living around this dairy in northwest Ohio. The manure is held in huge lagoons out back, and eventually it's spread onto nearby farm fields. It smells. On some days, the smell is intense. Some of the people who live around these fields say the new mega dairy has made life pretty unpleasant.
I just live a quarter of a mile east of them. So I get it when the wind comes from the west, and it's bad.
Regular cow manure, when they used to clean the bar, it stunk, but it was a different... This is sometimes a really vile, just...
Sometimes like bleach or medicine in it.
Yeah. It just sometimes takes your breath away. One day I tried to work in the garden, and within probably 10, 15 minutes, I was so nauseated, I thought I was going to throw up.
Dub Heilman, Judy Phillips, and Jane Phillips have lived in this rural community all of their lives. None of them had experienced the sharp smells until the dairy began operating last year. With the operation expanding, Judy Phillips says she fears the problems will only get worse.
You know, is this air going to kill me? What's it going to do? I mean, we're all getting older, and, you know, we've already had health issues, and how's this going to affect us? It's scary. Sometimes it is a scary feeling that what's this going to do to us?
Exactly what the foul air does to people's health is debated. The Vandeheinings think it's much ado about nothing. But health experts are concerned about a couple of chemicals generated by the stored manure, hydrogen sulfide and ammonia. Two studies have found that people living near these mega farms report more headaches, respiratory problems, nausea, burning eyes, and depression. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency regulates hydrogen sulfide and requires reports for ammonia releases from industries, but not for farms. The EPA says it's looking into the farm air pollution problem with a new 2-year study. But the way the study was set up has angered a lot of people. The agency struck a deal with more than 2,000 livestock producers. These producers represent about 14,000 individual farms. All of them will get immunity from prosecution for breaking air pollution laws. Each of the producers paid a small fine, and in exchange, the EPA will study air emissions on 24 of the farms. The study just started, and it will be another 3.5 years before the EPA makes any decisions. John Scholl is with the EPA. He says right now, if neighbors have any problems, unless they can prove imminent danger, they shouldn't look to the EPA for help. They should call their state agency.
In terms of any concerns that they would want to seek redress for at this current time, EPA certainly encourages residents impacted by those operations to work with their respective state air quality agencies.
The neighbors we talked to said they've tried contacting the state agency responsible for overseeing these mega farms, but they were told there's nothing the agency could do. Jane Phillips says the EPA study is just a delay tactic.
The science is already there. There's no reason for this study. And I think, you know, no matter what the science says, somebody's going to dispute it, and there's going to have to be another study. It's just going to go on and on and on.
Farm Bureau will fight it, and they'll just keep the whole mess going, and I don't think it'll end.
The Vandeheining's dairy operation is one of the livestock farms that was granted immunity by the EPA. Mark Vandeheining says he's doing what he can to cut down on the odors and air pollution. Instead of spraying the fields with manure, they've been injecting it into the soil. And next year, he says, they'll build a new manure treatment lagoon. But with 500 more cows scheduled to arrive at the dairy soon, his neighbors don't expect the air around their homes to improve in the coming years. And they don't hold out much hope that the government will help either. For the Environment Report, I'm Mark Brush.